on WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. They're like on tour again and everything. I think they're coming to DeVos in September. Squeeze. Black Coffee in Bed. Which is so appropriate to play if we're talking about, you know, Kenzie's Bee Cafe and Jumpin' Java. Say hello to Aaron Lyon, everyone. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, it's we were talking off the air. I was sharing with Aaron that had there been organizations like this in the 70s, my uncle, his life would have just been so different.
You know, that we continue to hear that from an older generation, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I have a lump in my throat about it right now, because honestly, if there were organizations like Kenzie's Bee Cafe, my uncle's life would have been completely different. And you were saying that a lot of people like to come to this area. And just tell our audience why.
Yeah, we're hearing more and more from people that are moving to West Michigan, moving to our area specifically, just because of all of the services we do have, all the nonprofits we now have in our local area that are providing services for people with disabilities. And it's needed. It was a gap we had, and right, people are starting to fill it.
We're going to talk about Kenzie's Bee Cafe and Jumpin' Java and whatnot and how things are going there. But you're here to talk about the 2024 Java Jam. What's that
yes,
all about?
Yes. The Java Jam is Kenzie's Bee Cafe's biggest fundraiser of the year. We throw a big concert downtown at the waterfront. People might wonder why we're doing this, because our main goal, right, is to provide employment and to provide job training and life skills training.
Right.
But we believe that music brings everybody together. There is no disability when it comes to music, and everybody can be included. So we like to celebrate with a big party, and it also gives our employees a chance to work at the event. So once again, getting in front of the community and showing off their skills.
That's great. Yeah, that's good for them, too.
Oh my gosh, they are. Yeah. They're so excited. This is the best day of the year.
I love it. Dank Hill, which is, they're from here.
They are here. Dank Hill's local.
Okay.
And Domestic Problems is a Grand Rapids band, so I still consider them local. They were pretty big in the 90s.
Yeah.
And toured around, and they still have a really big following, and they're just a lot of fun and very good friends of ours.
Awesome. Awesome. I love the name of the band, Domestic Problems. Now, the tickets start at $15. That's reasonable. It's from 5 to 9:30 at Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium. So you will have, you'll have coffee in that on site, right? Or what are you having on site?
I haven't talked about coffee, but probably going to have coffee there. We did last year.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So it will be, yep, July 18th. So next Thursday, we'll be down there. We
right,
are going to have food trucks there this year.
Okay.
We didn't last year, but we, you know, it was our first year at the stadium.
Yeah,
we were trying to figure out how to manage.
Sure.
So we will have food trucks there this year, and we will have a cash bar.
Wonderful.
So all the drinks you can possibly think of, we'll have a little bit of everything available. And then food trucks, Lake Effect Kitchens, bring in the mac and cheese trolley.
Oh, man.
Smoking Ashes is going to be there, and Pizza Parliament.
I love it. What do you think of the Barbie Beach House in the studio?
I think Barbie is very cool. That is, they had a really big party last night, though, and they're all looking a little rough.
Yeah, everybody's sleeping in the Barbie Beach House. And I you know, and it's funny, and I just put a plea out on Facebook. Please vote yes for Coast Guard Barbie. And I can sit here and see people voting in real time. It's really cool.
It's really, really cool.
But anyway, let's talk about Kenzie's Bee Cafe. There's many ways that the community can support Kenzie's Bee Cafe, not just, you know, going and getting your coffee or your lunch, because I know you have a great selection of sandwiches and salads and things like that. But if I wanted to do a day where I paid for drinks for what is that called? Is it like
a Free Friday?
A Free Friday
sponsorship.
Okay.
And it's only $300.
Okay.
And that allows us to do buy one, get one coffees all day.
Okay.
Whoever sponsors can come in and hang out with us if they want to.
Awesome.
Advertise their business, or just, you know, maybe hop behind the counter and be a barista.
There you go.
For an hour.
That's a great idea.
It is. It's okay. A lot of fun. We really love watching our employees teach other people.
Yeah, that'd be great.
How to barista.
I would love that.
And then we also are currently in the process of doing a recurring giving drive. We are looking for 100 people to donate $20 a month to help us get to a point where we can break even at the cafe.
You need to break even. And I get it. I understand what you're doing. And you know, it's so important. But at the end of the day, you do have to pay people and you have to break even.
Yeah,
you have bills to pay as well.
Absolutely.
We're still
a business,
yeah,
right? Still a running business.
And are you open 7 days a week at Kenzie's Bee Cafe?
We are open Monday to Saturday.
Monday to Saturday. And then Jumpin' Java, how are things over there?
They're picking up.
Good. Okay.
They're starting to pick up.
Okay.
Yes, they're starting to pick up, I think. people are starting to realize we're there.
Good. Okay.
I'm getting less and less of the winter U opening. So I know people have found us. Yep. Java's reopened at its old location and they are open 7 days a week.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, it's interesting, people's coffee habits. When I moved to Seattle, and this was in 97, I had a $14 a day coffee habit. Because there's nothing else to do but just get coffee and go to a bookstore. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I've been there.
Okay, you know.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, my gosh. It just got to be, that's all I did was just go to, you know, go to the places and get, I liked Seattle's best coffee. That was the place that I would go to, but Tully's was pretty good too. But it's funny how people's tastes have changed and, you know, are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of black coffee. Sometimes a little splash of cream.
Yeah.
I don't drink too many fancy coffees, but I love when we make one and there's a little extra, like we make a frozen drink and there's a little extra I can taste.
There you go.
Treat myself.
I love it. Well, it's going to be a great time. 5 to 9:30, the Java Jam at Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium. Tickets start at $15. Can people get tickets on site if they just show up?
Yep.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's July 18th, next Thursday.
Yep.
You can get tickets online. VIP tickets will be done today. So if anybody wants a VIP ticket, which gets them a seat and a table, they have to do that by the end of the day today. But they can visit kenziesbcafe.org and go to events.
Wonderful. Oh, there's a special DJ set by Natural Dynamics.
Yes, for our first hour, we're going to have some fun dance music.
You'll be doing the electric slide out there. I love it. It's the 2024 Java Jam. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. And vote yes for Coast Guard Barbie, okay?
Vote yes.
Vote yes. Spread the word.